You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Crop rotation. As you plan and plant your spring garden, make sure you keep a record of what you planted from year to year and rotate your crops each season. You see, different plants take up different nutrients from the soil. While some plants, like brassicas, can leave behind diseases like clubroot. So it's important to grow your crops in different locations each year to prevent disease and soil depletion. But how do you keep track of all of this? Well, you can keep a journal with a diagram of where everything was planted and label it for the season. Now, if you have a small space, crop rotation can be a bit more challenging because you have to find a place for everything that wasn't in the place where it was before. So here's a trick. Plant crops of the same family together. For example, like those brassicas, your broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, kohlrabi, kale, all of that. Or the beet family, which includes chard, beets, and mangels. Also, keep tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants together. Not only are they in the same family, but they have similar watering requirements as well. And you'll find it easier to rotate your crops in groups rather than plant by plant. If you'd like to learn more tricks like this, you can join us for the Gardening 101 course that starts this Sunday at Santa Monica College. Look for registration details on the classes page at the website. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.